Let's go to Joe Pride. He's got some decent chances at Hawkesbury at this major metropolitan meeting today. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Andrew.
Joe, there's a lot of interest, obviously, in Kai Lease taking this step today. Take us through your own thoughts, you know, of going from lesser races into a race like this.
Oh, look, at some point you make that jump to stakes grade. And I mean, she's had a nice education and preparation to do this. I think you look at those, and while it was a Gosford meeting, it was a midweeker last start. For a three-year-old filly to carry 59.5 against the boys and dispose of them pretty quickly, I've got no problem stepping up to this level.
She just keeps jumping the bar, doesn't she? She's got a lovely style and rhythm about her.
Yeah, look, she's a really good filly, and I don't know if everyone's seen her, but when you see her in the yard today, she's no oil painting, but she's just got a great constitution. She's got a big heart, and she just keeps running, and she's just one of those fillies. She makes her own luck with her racing pattern. So.
You've come out with the guns blazing, saying that she's going to be aggressive, and if something takes her on, they're going to pay the price.
Oh, look, yeah, I don't think anything would. She rolls along at a really good tempo. There's no need for anything to have to lead her, because she's gonna make a really good tempo herself, and every horse will get their opportunity in the race. That's her racing pattern. But these sort of horses, as I say, if something was to get up and go with her, they'd only bring themselves undone. So.
Pekins, she's here to defend her crown.
Yeah, she's a lovely mare, and we've had a great couple of seasons with her. She's managed to win the three stakes races. Hopefully another one comes her way today. Very, specific plan to come here first up with the three trials. Same preparation as last year, came up with this plan after a last run in the spring, knowing it was the right thing to do with her. And she goes to the chairman's sale here next week and hopefully races on to Scone or Brisbane after that.
You've taken the blinkers off her. Did she have the blinkers on last year?
It's an absolute nothing gear change. So the only time she's ever had blinkers on was at Gosford.
Okay.
And she didn't like them. She was sort of jacked up going out to the track. And look, it may not have been the blinkers that day, but she's won all her races without blinkers. So as I say, those gear changes will be deceptive. I notice they always put it as blinkers off first time. And that's, I think that's really deceptive. It's not saying there's anything underhanded about it, but it's she's never worn them for any of her wins. So.
Okay, she's only worn them once, and that was for when she failed.
Yep.
And Tamarack, will he need a run here in race two?
Look, he's a horse, clearly, who's better at 2,000-plus, but I think he's got a cheeky, fresh run in him. And just looking at him over the past week, there's something about this horse. I think he's going really well, and you can pretty much disregard his trials on wet tracks. He doesn't like wet tracks at all, but I think he's got a good run in him, fresh. He's a little bit of a glow in his coat and a little bit of a twinkle in his eye. I think he's ready to do something, and he's in for a good prep. So.
Okay. And we talk about Kai Lease here this morning. And where's your other good filly for Seeker?
Yeah, she's in the paddock, so she did a great job, her first racing preparation to have the three starts and remain unbeaten. She has a break and sort of come back in the spring, and plenty of options for us there, but we'll just sort of see how she comes back and map something out for her. But to go from a maiden to a stakes win in her first prep is she's shown her quality.
Yes, she will, and in three starts as well, so she's exciting. Good luck today, Joe.
Great, thanks, guys.